If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's decide. Joke of the week, please, number one.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a Labrador Retriever, and John Williams will star as his owner.
No more food for you. The bag here says one cup.
Yeah, well, the Oreo bag doesn't say 16 cookies, yet here we are.
It doesn't matter what he says. It's the way he says it. Here's joke of the week number two. My boss hates it when I shorten his name to Dick.
Why is that?
His name is Steve. Here's joke of the week number three. Oh, hey, I hear that the Amish Powerball is up to 4 dozen eggs now. Joke of the week number four.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray an ox who has just walked into, who has just walked into a diner, and John Williams will star as a waiter.
I'd like some toast and an egg.
Yes, sir. I thought he was going to go with the Labrador, but he didn't, and I'm there for it. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
I'd like some toast and an egg.
Yes, Mr. Ox, and how would you like your yolk?
I don't.
Joke of the week number five. Yesterday was a good day at work. I told the joke in the lunchroom that was so funny. I have a meeting with HR today. They say they want to hear the joke, too. Can't wait to tell them my new funny joke. Here's number six, please.
What do we want?
Time travel.
When do we want it?
That's irrelevant.
Doesn't really matter, does it, John? We got another one of those.
Speaking of time travel, Dave, I was voted most likely to time travel by the class of 2029. Here is joke of the week number eight. I was talking to my buddy and his wife last night. She said, correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm like, dude, don't do it. It's a trap. Don't go there. Don't go there. I'm warning you. Joke of the week number nine. My mom has the flu. And my dad told me on the phone last night that they're going to try euthanasia. And in the background, I heard my mom yell, it's echinacea.
John, it's echinacea. The doc. Oh, never mind.
Here is number 10. Yesterday, I lost my mood ring.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not sure. Here is joke of the week number 11.
Hey, John, are you going to cancel your membership at the nudist colony?
Nah, I think I'll just stick it out for another year. Sorry. Here's number 12. Hey, I got a question. Where do members of nudist colonies put their membership cards? Joke of the week number 13.
Hey, John, who's going to win the Super Bowl this Sunday?
I don't know, Dave. I don't have a crystal ball.
But if you did?
Well, I'd walk different for one thing. Oh, for goodness sakes, you guys, stop it. Stop it with those jokes. One more, please. Doctor, what's the matter with me?
I'm afraid you have onomatopoeia.
Oh, no, what's that?
I'm afraid it's exactly what it sounds like.
Warning, the following is a smarty pants doctor joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners.
Doctor, I think I've got subjunctivitis.
Don't you mean conjunctivitis?
Would that it were, doctor. Would that it were. Hey, doctor, I think I might need glasses.
You do. I'm a plumber.
Doctor. I think I'm a woman that delivers babies.
Don't worry. It's just a midwife crisis.
Doctor, I keep seeing things in the future.
Really? When did this start?
Next Tuesday. Well, we've got a decision to make here, don't we, campers? I think I'm going to go with the very first one. I just cracked up again hearing Dave do the dog talking about the Oreos. Well, here we are. So that'll be my joke of the week. Andy Mazur, where are you going to go?
I'm right there with you. One cup, 16 Oreos.
Steve?
Echinacea.
I said echinacea, not euthanasia. What are you going to say, Bob?
I'm going to say the boss's name.
Yeah.
Objectively the funniest one.
Well, maybe so.
Collins
maybe so.
Would have liked that one.
I think you're right about that. Well played, sir. All right. Pete Zimmerman says...
Mood ring.
Not sure how I feel about that, though. I'll randomly select from the jokes sent in, and somebody's going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.